Last time we started discussing the question that many of the Rishonim ask about Lamed Amud Beis. That is that there seems to be a stira, seems to be a contradiction between a braisa that's quoted in Psochim about Ochel Chumla Shel Hegdish B'Pesach, Ochel Chomet Shel Hegdish B'Pesach, and the Mishnah which talks about Ochel Chumas Chomet B'Pesach. The Braisa says that someone who eats Chamed Shel Hegdesh B'Moed, according to Rabbi Nachuni ben Akona, Braisa doesn't say that, but that's how the Gemara explains. Right? According to Rabbi Nachuni ben Akona, who holds that the rule of Kamli B'Diravne applies even to Chayvei Krisis and Chayvei Mises Bezdin, you'll be potter from paying the mamon. Why? Because there's a Chiyuv Misa here. What's the Chiyuv Misa that potters you from the mamon? Ochel chomet shel hegdish v'pesach. What's the chiyuv misa? Not really misa, but what is it? The chiyuv kares of chomets. Right? The chiyuv kares of chomets. Okay, let's get it on the board again so we have clarity. Ochel chomet shel hegdish v'pesach. Yei shomrin. Which is Rabbi Nachuni ben Akona. Otter min l'sham. Otter mimam. Okay? Mitzad Hegdish, there's a chi of mamon and there's a chi of misa. Bidei Shammai. According to Reb. If he does it, then Mesi. Got it? He does it, he's a b'me'ila, according to Rebbe is b'me'ezid. It is b'misa. And chametz? Chametz is a chi of karis. So the chi of misa, according to Rebbe, chi of misa of hegdish is not going to happen from mama. Because there's a gzeres hakasa that someone who's mol the hegdish, that means that if he's neder in a hegdish, the shoge, pasuk says that he has to pay karen b'chomesh. So that's a gzeres hakasa that you have to pay even though there's a chi of misa. There's no kamei b'diravmei there. But comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Nachuni ben Akona, who holds that not only by Misa Bidei Shamayim, but by Kares also, well actually, Kares and the Iker is Kares, right? Everyone says Kares according to him. But according to Abaye, Rabbi Nachuni ben Akona holds even by Misa Bidei Shamayim, there's going to be Kamei Bidei Ravine. Rabbi Nachuni ben Akona says that the rule of Kamei Bidei Ravine applies not only to Chayvei Misos Bezdin, but even to Chayvei Onshe Shamayim, Chayvei Misos Bidei Shamayim, so to speak. Misa or Kares. Comes the Gemara and says, according to him, since you have kares independently, you have this external chiyuv kares, that's how it will pata from the mom. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. All the Rishonim may ask, but there's another case, a Mishnah. Mishnah says, ha'ochel trumas chametz to Pesach, is chayim b'shalim. Here too, since you're reading Truma b'shogeg, there are two chiyuv. There's a chiyuv mamon, karen l'chomesh. The pasuk says there's a chiyuv mamon, and there's also a chiyuv misa bidei shamayim. That's not a machlokes tanoim. That's not a machlokes rebbe and the chachamim. Everyone says that you chayav misa bidei shamayim for eating shor b'shalim. So I can understand why the chiyuv misa bidei shamayim of truma is not going to pop you from the chiyuv mamon, because it's gzeres hakasev. Again, the same pisma. It's gzeres hakasev. It's impossible that you have to be chayav mamon for eating shomer b'shogeg. Let's put b'shogeg in here so we won't get confused. Right, this is b'shogeg, hegdish, truma. Right? So there's a gzeres hakasa that you chayav mamon for eating truma b'shogeg. So the chiyuv misa is not going to pata from that mamon. Kamei b'diravmei can't trump the gzeres hakasa. But ask all the Rishonim, but you have an external Chiyuv Kares from Chametz. Why can't a secondary Chiyuv Kares pater the same way it does by Hegdish? By Hegdish pater, so by Chumash pater as well. So we mentioned that the Sheikh of Kuvetzes answers that the reason why the two cases are different is why. What's different about the cases? Anyone? What's different about the cases? A new hand. What's different about the cases?
Chaim. The external chiyuv in the first case of Ochel Chomet Shel Hegdish V'Pesach is mezid.
Oh, so that's very good. The difference is that the chametz by Hegdish, in the case of Hegdish, the person was hizib al chametz. He knew it was chametz, he knew it was Pesach, he's not allowed to eat. But by Truma's chametz, he didn't know it was chametz. In the case of Truma, not only was the chi of Misa of Truma b'shoveg, but the chi of Kares of chametz was also b'shoveg. Both were b'shoveg. Says the Shita Mekuben, says, an external, secondary of Misa is not going to pat him. He didn't come in Ramine if it's no more powerful than the Chi of Misa about which the Xeris HaKosav was said. The Xeris HaKosav says that the internal Chi of Misa is not going to pat him from the Chi of Mama. If the external Chi of Kariso Misa is no greater, it's also Shogeg, that's not going to pat there either. You're going to remain Chi of Mama. But in the case of Ochel Chamesh HaHegesh B'Pesach, there the external Chi is stronger. It's amazing. Because it's amazing, it trumps the Gzeres HaKosav. It beats the Gzeres HaKosav and it will pack you from the moment. That's what the Shita Mekubetz said. The Tosfos disagreed. Tosfos said, that's not the answer. The real answer is that an external Chiyuv, when amazing, showing the external Chiyuv Karas Vimisa can. It always trumps the Gzeres HaKosav. Shita Mekubetz wants to say, well, it depends. Depends whether it's strong or not. Tosfos says, no, it always trumps. And the paradigm for that is Hegdish. Hegdish, you have an external chi of karis, it trumps the Gzeres HaKosav, it pockets you from the chi of mama. I said, why by Ochel Trumas Chametz or Pesach, the Shogeg, the Yichai of the Shogeg? So comes Taizis and says, you misunderstood the din of Ochel Trumas Chametz, of Ochel Trumas the Shogeg. We thought that Ochel Hegdish, that Nenna Hegdish and Ochel Trumas the same, that Kalmei Ben Rav, I mean, it should apply to both of them. Unless you have a Gzeres HaKosav, but it doesn't. We thought it applies equally to each one of them. Comes to us and says, no, Truma is different. Shiny Shogeg and Truma Mishem the Tashlum Edidei Kapara Velomamona. Isis says that Tashlum Truma Bishogeg. If you eat Truma Bishogeg, Zashachal Truma Bishogeg, Chayav Karim Bechomesh, that's not Tashlum Mama. It's not like Gezel. It's not like you stole and you chayav to pay money back. No, it's Tashlum Kapara. And you do have to pay back something that's worth money, but it's tashlum et kapar. It's kapar for the avera that you ate truma. How do I know that? Says Tosfos. Ki de'amina b'mesechet shumas, because the Mishnah Shumas says dimrotza koin limchol enu yochol limchol. What a din! The Mishnah Shumas in Perek Vav says that ha'ochol shumas truma b'shogeg has to pay a dover haroi lios kodesh. He has to pay tvua that can turn into truma. We have to, right? It's not a chiyuv tashlum, it's a chiyuv hashava, so to speak. It's a restoration of the truma. We have to pay something that can turn into truma. And comes the Mishnah and says that if the coin is mokel, it doesn't work. He can't waive the chiyuv. It's not up to the coin. Says Tosfos, it's clear that's not a chiyuv mamon. A chiyuv mamon, you can be mocha. You can forego. Someone breaks your window, someone damages your car, you can say, Ich bin Moichel Zayin, and you don't have to pay. And that works, because that's a Chiyuv Mamon. But by a Chiyuv Kapara, you are not a Bailin to be Mocher. The coin's not the Bailin. It's a Din Kapara. The person himself has an obligation to seek out the Kapara. It's not dependent on the coin. That's why if the coin is Mochel, it doesn't work, says Tosfos. What's more, even if you eat your own truma, now what does that mean? You eat your own truma. Zar she'ochel trumas atzmo. He's a zar. No, because he could have had a grandfather who's a kohen. The grandfather had a daughter who married a yisrael, so he could be a yisrael, but his grandfather's a kohen, and he could get a yerusha of truma from his grandfather. That can happen. That's Tosfos. If you eat your own truma, you're the bailer. You eat your own truma, you still have to be Mishal and Karim of Chomish. Chomish to the Kohen, and you have to restore the Truma. Restore the Truma? How can I be Chayiv to myself? If I break my own window, I have to pay the money? I take my money out of my right pocket and put it in the left pocket? It's ridiculous. The answer is you're not paying yourself. It's a Chiyuv Kapara. If it's a Chiyuv Kapara, Mechila doesn't work. And even Trumas Atzmo, even if you eat Trumas Atzmo, you're Chayiv to pay, says Tais. As Tosfos, if the Tashlum Truma is a Chiyuv Kapar, it's not a Chiyuv Mamon. L'kach lo shayach kim le b'dirav minei l'fotu mi kapar. Kinle b'derabine doesn't apply because kinle b'derabine doesn't help by chiyuv kapara. It won't exempt you from chiyuv kapara suspension. That's misa. The emes is that external chiyuv karis or chiyuv misa can trump gzeres hakasa. It can exempt from the chiyuv mamon, like we see by ochol chametz shel hagdish b'pesach. The reason why ochol shumas chametz b'pesach b'shavi is chayav l'shalayim is not because there's some deficiency in the external chiyuv karis. It's because kama b'derabine doesn't apply to ochol shum b'shavi b'chlal. Tosfos, in a sense, is disagreeing with both of his assumptions, not one but both, as Eitan Gavrin pointed out during the segment. Right? First of all, Tosfos had one assumption that, I'm not sure if I'm saying it in the same order that we said them yesterday, but one assumption of Tosfos was that an external Chiyav Karis, Chiyav Mamon, Chiyav Misa is not going to trump the Gzeres HaKasa. He brought that raya from Truma. And the second assumption of Tosfos was what?
Hekesh and Truma are the same shot.
The what? Do you need a gzera shavah?
The Truma are the same exact thing.
You need the gzera kasa in the first place to tell you that you'd be chayav.
You need the gzera kasa to tell you that you'd be chayav mamon because you really should have been pater from mamon because the kamli b'derabim should apply even by shavah. Right? Good. Those were the two assumptions of Tosfos. Comes out that Tosfos really is saying both assumptions were taka wrong. The first assumption is wrong because the reality is hegdish is the paradigm. The external chiyuv kares can trump the gzeres hakasa. It can pop you from the chiyuv mamon. So that assumption was wrong. Says Tosfos, and my other assumption was wrong too. I told you the only reason why ochel truma b'shogeg is chayiv mamon is because of gzeres hakasa. Without the gzeres hakasa, should be pata because of kamei b'derabine. I was wrong. And that's the reason, says Tosfos, why truma is not a raya to heck. Tosfos wanted to bring a raya from Truma that an external Chiyav Kares or Chiyav Misa should not be able to trump the Gzeres HaKasav. Comes Tosfos and says it's no raya at all. Because the real reason why Ochel Truma B'Shogeg is Chayav Mamon is not because of the Gzeres HaKasav. It's because Kamli B'Derabine doesn't apply to Ochel Truma B'Shogeg B'Chlal. Because the Chiyav Mamon of Ochel Truma B'Shogeg is a Chiyav Kapara, not a Chiyav Mamon. Call it a chiyuv mamon, it's not. The obligation to pay tevuah in place of what you ate is a chiyuv kapara, not a chiyuv mamon. It's a chiyuv kapara, then come with your rabbi and he's not going to pay. This is Tosfos' answer. Obviously, the fact that the Shvita Mekubetz has, we didn't mention Rashi, I'll go back to Rashi. Obviously, the fact that the Shvita Mekubetz doesn't give the answer of Tosfos means that they disagree. The Shvita Mekubetz really stands on his head because they make an ukimta. One case is talking about shogeg mezid, the other case is talking about shogeg shogeg. That's really dachuk. It sounds like they disagree with the fundamental answer of Tosfos. The Shita Mekubetzes seems to assume that kamei b'derabine can apply even to chiyuvei kapar. And that's why they had to give a special ukimta to reconcile the stira between trumas chametz and chametz shel hegdish. The question is, what's the machlokas between Shita Mekubetzes and Tosfos? Why should I say that Kamei b'derabine should apply to Chiyuvei Kapara? Why should I say it doesn't apply to Chiyuvei Kapara? Chiyuvei Kapara sound like Chiyuv Mamon. I mean, you're paying money. Okay, not paying money. You're paying, when it comes to Truma, you're paying Tavua. It's Shavu Kesef. I mean, you're paying something that you ate. Well, why is it so different? Call it Elmer. Call it Kapara. Call it what's the difference? You're paying something. If Kamei b'derabine always knocks out the lower onesh, so why should it knock out a chiyuv kapara as well? How do we understand Tosfos and Ksuvos? So before we try to give a havana, you first should point out that this machlokas, the Shita Mekubetzes and Tosfos, is an old machlokas Rishonim. Two days in Tosfos in Bava Kamma, where the Kamma b'Derabine can have in him chiyuv kapara. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, beginning, it's talking about the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions the Arba Avos Nezikin, the different primary categories of Mazik. So one is Adam, according to one of the approaches, Mahogas Rav and Shmuel. One is Adam, and the other is Shor. And the Mishnah says that the chumras of one are not like the chumras of the other. We need different sukkim to teach me the different categories of maza, because I wouldn't learn one from the other. That's a phrase in the Mishnah. Lo harezeh, lo re'izeh kire'izeh, lo re'ishor kire'i mavev, lo re'i mavev kire'ishor. Shor has its own chumras, and Adam has its own chumras. So I can't learn one from the other. What does that mean? What chumras does Shor have? What chumras does Adam have? That's the Gemara that Dalad and Alaf and Dovakama. Lo re'i ha'shor shemeshalim es ha'kofer, kire'i ha'adam shemeshalim es ha'kofer. Velo re'i ha'adam shechayev ba'arba advarim, kire'i ha'shor she'ein ba'arba advarim. Each one has a chumra. Shor is meshalim kofer. Adam is chayev dalad var. When is Adam chayev dalad var? If he's chovel b'chaver. Someone who punches his chaver in the nose. So then he can be chayev dalad var if they apply. Nezek, sar, ripoy, what else? Shevis and Boshes. Right? If the person can still go to work, there's no Shevis to pay. Right? If there's no Tsar, there's no Tsar to pay. And, you know, plug it in, but there could be five Chiyuvim by Chovel B'Chavir. But by Shor, a Shor that does Nezek, a Shor that damages, the gores its friend, the Shor, there's no Nezek, Tsar, Reba, Shevis, and Boshes. It's just Nezek, that's it. There are no Dalad Dvar, no extra Dalad Dvar. So that's the Chumar by Adam. What's the Chumar by Shor? The Shor is Mishalim as a Kofer. The Shor doesn't pay anything. He doesn't have a bank account. But his owner has to pay kofar. In what circumstance? In a case where the Shor kills a person. What kind of Shor? A mu'ad. Excellent. Very good. Paskin parashas mishpatim. The chiyiga Shor is es ish or es isha v'mei. Sokol yisokon al Shor v'lo ke'ochel es besara u'val Shor noki. Bala Shor noki. If it's just a Shor tam, the Bala Shor is noki. So if it's a shor muad, the bailim didn't watch the shor, and then they kill a person, they kill a Yisrael, gamba olav yumos, what does that mean? Bezman puts him to death? No, as Rashi explains, he really has a chiyav misa bidei shamayim. He can't have a chiyav misa bidei adam, he didn't kill anyone, his property, his shor killed. So the shor is niskal, and the bailim really a chayav lashamayim, Kofer Yushas Olav, Vinosan Pidyon Nafsha Kahola Sher Yushas Olav. Says the Torah, Im Kofer Yushas Olav, if, not if, Rashi says this im is not an if, you have, there's a if to pay Kofer. He has to pay Kofer for Pidyon Nafsha. Right? He has to pay Kofer as a Kapora. The Gemara in Makis, in Bava Kama, they have a discussion about the Kufr Mamono, Kufr Kapora. We assume that Kufr Kapora. If we operate the Maskon of the Gemara, is that it's Kufr Kapora. Question is, do you pay the May Mazik or the May Nizik? Machlokes in the Gemara, but we assume Kufr Kapar. That's what we'll assume for our purposes today. So there's a Chiyuv Kofar. The Shor Muad is Nogeach, Yisrael, Isha, Isha, and kills them. Then there's a Chiyuv on the Bailim to pay Kofar. So comes the Gemara, Bavakam, and Avdal, and says, that's a Chum by Shor. There's no Chiyuv Kofar by Adam. If an Adam, if Reuven kills Shimon, he doesn't pay Kofar. If this Mazik and Hasra, so then he's put to death. If he does a Bishogeg, he goes to Golis. But there's no Kofar to speak of. So says the Gemara, oh, we have a Chumar by each, a Chumar by Shor, and a Chumar by Adam. The Chumar by Shor is Kofar. The Chumar by Adam is Dalad Dvar. That's the Gemara. So Kavos Tosfos is there, Virmasko Kirei, and quotes the Rivaz Kasha. Hiksha Rivaz, my Chumar Hizu. Hai Dein Mishar Vesa Kofar. Hai Dein Mishar Vesa Kofar, Mishar Vekim Lipin Ravimine. Kavos Tosfos, you want to tell me it's a Chumar by Shor, not by Adam? Adam is a Kula. It's a Kula by Adam. There's no Chiyuv Kofar. What's the Kula? Complain by the Rabbi. We give him the bigger onish. That's not Kula. It's a Chumar. It's because he's killed. It's because the Adam is killed, that's why he doesn't get the Kofar. The Adam isn't killed if his Shor gores someone and kills him. The Shor is killed, but not the Adam. The Adam isn't killed, that's why he pays Kofar. But Adam, Shaharagas Adam, is killed. That's why he doesn't pay kofar. You can't tell me that's a chumar by Shor, not by Adam. That's ridiculous. Frak the Riva. He writes, answers the Riva, the Shogeg Nami Potter, Midetana de Bechiskia. The Riva says, no, there is a case where the Adam is not getting a Chiyiv Misa. Tana de Bechiskia. Let's say he kills Bishogeg, or Bemesa without Hasra. There are cases where he won't get the Misa. And even though he's not getting the Misa, he still is potter from the Kofar. So that's what the Gemara meant, that Kofar is a Chumra by Shor and not by Adam. Because Adam is potter from Kofar even where he doesn't have a strong refuge, even where Kamei B'Ravani is not Shayach. So you see the taka kofer is a chumra by shor, not by adam. That's the Riva's answer. Right? From the Riva it's clear that why does an adam not pay kofer if he kills another adam? Why? Why? What? Say the magic words. What? No. According to the Riva, why does an adam not pay kofer when he kills someone else? The Riva was just bothered. If it's all based on kamei b'der avamine, so how's that a kula by adam? It's a chumra because he's getting misa. Talk to Riva. But if he kills b'shogeg, he's not getting misa. So that the fact that he's not getting kofar either, he's not forced to pay kofar, that is a kula. Because the shor always pays kofar. You follow? By adam, the fact that the adam doesn't pay kofar can be a kula. It's not always a kula, says the Riva. If he taka kills the mezid and he has hasra and they kill him, then kamei b'der avamine tells me that he's going to be potter from the kofar. It's only because of kamei b'der avamine that he's potter from the kofar. Because he's getting the onesh hachama. That's not a kula that he doesn't get the kofar. It's a chumra because he's getting the onesh hachama. It says the Riva, I can give you a case where he doesn't get the onesh hachama, like by shogeg. There he's not getting the onesh hachama. And nevertheless, we don't push on him the kofar then. So you see that the fact that the adam doesn't get kofar really is a kula. It's a kula on him. But a chumra by the shah. That's the Riva. That the reason why the adam doesn't get kofar is because kamei b'der avamine. But Omer Ri, but the Ri disagrees. The lav pircha hiklav. The reason I don't have to answer the question. The whole question never began. Kushya mei kara lesa, as we would say. The whole question of the Riva is why should I treat kofar as a chumra by shor and a kula by adam? The reason why the adam is parted from kofar is not because of a kula, it's because of kamei b'der avamine. Says the Ri, you got it all wrong. The Adam is parted from kofar not because of kamei b'der avamine, but rather because of what, Jonathan Goldstein? Because of Allah, because of Gzeres HaKosuf. Not because of kamei b'der avamine, it's a posuk. The Lav Pircha Yiklal, he says, Lomid Rishon Kimei b'der avamine. The Lakama, I'll skip a little bit. The Lakama, the Perek Beis Mashma, the Lav Kro, the Olav, the Lo Al HaAdam, having Alfin on Adam Mishor, she is Chayav Meizim Misa v'kofar, Umei Olav Patrile. The Gemara says in the Chav Zayin, Olav. What does the Pasuk say? Kofar Yushas Olav, Nasan Pidyon Nafshe, Befolashe Yushas Olav. Olav. Olav V'lo Al HaAdam. Only on the Bailim of a Shor, not on an Adam who kills. That's Zeres HaKosuf. Who do you need Zeres HaKosuf for? Kamei b'der avamine. Isn't the Riva right? The Ri says, no, the reason why this is viewed as a kula by Adam is because it's not kamei b'der avamine that patas the Adam from kofar. It's like there is a cause of the patas the Adam from kofar. So the kofar is not a chumra by shor, but not by Adam. It's like there is a cause that applies to shor, not by Adam. It's not kamei b'der avamine that's patering you. The Riva felt that kamei b'der avamine patas Adam, so he had to think up a case where kamei b'der avamine can apply even if you're not getting the onesh hachamah, like by shogeg. Oh, if the onesh hachamah, you're not giving him an onesh hachamah, so that shows that the fact that he doesn't get kofar is a kula. If he gets the onesh hachamah, so it's not a kula that he doesn't get kofar, it's because he's getting the chumra that he doesn't get the kula. But says the Ri, it's not kamei b'der avamine that prevents him from kofar. It's the pasuk, Olav. It's a gzeres hakasav. So if it's a gzeres hakasav, then it's not because he gets an onesh hachomer that he's potter from kofar. It's because there's a kula by adam. There's a gzeres hakasav that there's a kula by adam. So that's what the Gemara meant, that kofar is a chomer by shor and a kula by adam. So these are the two answers that Tosus and Bava Kama gives. So it's taka apella. What is the Ri saying? The Ri is saying that the reason why Adam doesn't pay kofar is not kamei b'der avamine, but rather the gzeres hakasav olav v'lo al ha'adam. What does he need that for? Why doesn't he just say kamei b'der avamine? Explains the Shita Mekubetz is there in Bava Kama. Actually, not there, but on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis in Bava Kama. The Shita Mekubetz quotes the Ram, Rabbeinu Meir. That's what this whole paragraph, it's a long paragraph. Right? But Shapira Shmi, the Dmei HaNerek, Nafkala Me'olav, Haina B'Taras Kofer, the Patrinan Me'olav, Mishim Dlo Shayach L'mifta Mishim Kamle B'Dirav Amin Ebin Laman She'ima. Says the Ri, what's Pshat, says the Shidduch Rebetzis, what's Pshat in the Ri? The Ri holds that Kamle B'Dirav Amin can't pater from Kofer. It has to be from the Gzeres HaKosim. The Kofer Kaparahu. Kofer is Kapara, and Kamle B'Dirav Amin is not going to pater by Chiyuv HaKapara. That's why he had to say there's a Gzeres HaKosim to pater the other from Kofer. Kamle B'Dirav Amin can't pater from Kofer because it's a Chiyuv Kapara. He gives a very beautiful paradigm for this, very interesting equation. Strange case. Right? A person's motzi from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabin. He takes out a kli that has cookies in it. He takes out the cookie jar. Right? He stole the cookie jar. He didn't steal the cookies from the cookie jar. He stole the cookies and the cookie jar on Shabbos. Make a song about him too. Right? Shogeg al Oakland, mezid al Kli. But the strange thing is, he was shogeg on the Oakland, he was mezid on the Kli. Now, what does that mean? You can say that maybe he thought, maybe he realized that it's also to be motzi, reshus to reshus, a Kli, but he thought maybe it's mutter to take the Oakland out. Oakland nefesh is mutter on Shabbos. I don't know. I mean, he thought that there's no Isser Hotso when it comes to Oakland. So he was shogeg on the Oakland, but he's al Kli. What's the din? He's chayiv hakas. He's chayiv misa. For the Hizid al Akli, they can put him to death. If there was Hasra, they can put him to death. But Yishogeg on the Ochlim says the Gemara, he's Chayav Chatas. He's Chayav two things. He's Chayav Misa and he's Chayav Karban. He's Chayav Misa for the Kli, he's Chayav Karban for the Ochlim. Why don't we say Kamei B'dir Avinei? Says the Shittim Kavet, says, V'lo Amina the Miftim and Achatas the Kamei B'dir Avinei, Kevin the Chatas l'Kapara Asim. Says the Shittim Kavet, says, you don't say Kamei B'dir Avinei by Kapara. Carbon is a chiyuv kapara. So you can't pater him from the carbon based on kamei b'dir avinei. Kamei b'dir avinei doesn't apply to chiyuv kapara. So you see a paradigm in the Gemara to the sheet of the Ri, says the sheet of the Gemara. How's the Riva going to respond? The Riva, of course, holds that kamei b'dir avinei does apply to chiyuv kapara. The sheet of Kubetz says in Ksubis, also assumes that Kali B'dir Avnei can apply to Kli V'Kapar. Ayu Gimar and Shabbos. Shogeg Ala Ochlim, Hizid Ala Kli is Chayav Chatas. How? Kali B'dir Avnei doesn't apply to Kli V'Kapar. But Kali B'dir Avnei, excuse me, applies even to Kli V'Kapar. So why shouldn't you be potter from the Chatas if Kali B'dir Avnei does apply to Kli V'Kapar? What's the answer? Come on, think. What's the difference between the case in Shabbos and our case? Yes?
Korban is different.
Korban is different. Here we're talking about payments. Okay, paying tavua, paying money, but we're talking about payments. There's an address to the payment. So there you can dingazav, you can disagree with the Ri, Tosis and Ksubis, and say maybe Kamli B'dir Avinei can apply to Chiyuv HaKapara. The Gemara in Shabbos is talking about a carbon. You're not going to be patted from a carbon because you're Chayav Misa. Kamli B'dir Avinei is a din that applies to payments. The payments that look like mammon, right? Samach yuve mammon, samach yuve kapar, but they're payments of mammon, or payments of tevua, shavu kesef. But maybe we shouldn't compare to carbon. Maybe taka carbon and chiyuv misa, that's different. Of course, kamei b'dir avinei is not going to pater from a chiyuv carbon. Do we ever find kamei b'dir avinei patering from a chiyuv carbon? Right? The rule of kamei b'dir avinei never applies to chiyuv carbon. It applies to some kind of a payment, and then you can address whether it applies even to chiyuv kapar. But maybe the Gemara in Shabbos is no right to anything. Okay, so that's how the Rishonim will probably poke back and forth whether the Gemara in Shabbos is or not a right. Ellie Rosenberg, yes.
So now we're making a distinction between kapara.
I'm just saying maybe carbon is different. The Shita Makubas has brought a raya that kamei b'dir avinei doesn't apply to chiyuv kapara from carbon. So it could be that carbon is different. It's a nice raya, it's a chap. He chose a bikinis in Shabbos. Right? He must have finished the Masechta last year. Not last year, but right? He chose a bikinis in Shabbos. I mean, he definitely nailed it. But the other Rishonim can say, there's no raya from Shabbos. It's a nice bikinis, but there's no raya, because clearly carbon is different than chiyuv kapara that are fundamentally like chiyuv mamon, because you're paying something to someone. You're not just looking for a kapara.
It is
kapara. No, but the reason why you chayav the carbon is not because kamei bin rabbi mina doesn't apply to chayav kapara. It's because it can't apply to a carbon. If that carbon is not in the parasha of kamei bin rabbi mina b'chlah, but there's no raya from that to other chayav kapara that are masquerading as chayav mama. Carbon doesn't even masquerade as a chayav mama. It doesn't look like a chayav mama. It doesn't smell like a chayav mama. So it's not in the whole parsha. A chayav kapara looks and smells, right? It's walking and talking like a chayav mama. Right? It's operating like a chayav mama. In fact, some people even think it's like a chayav mama. So comes on Rishonim and say, but it's not. But carbon is not even in the parsha, so that's why maybe there's no raya from carbon. Yes, Ellie.
When somebody's mazik his friend and he pays him back, do we say that he's doing teshuva by paying him back? Like that's his kapara?
He might be doing teshuva, but what he's paying back is not a chiyuv kapara. He has to do kapara because he what's the word? He violated his friend. He did something negative toward the friend. Just like if he said lashon hara against a friend, he has to ask for mechila. If he damaged his window, he has to ask for mechila too. There's no kamei bin rabbi mina by saying lashon hara, right? The answer is the kapara that you need from the friend, the mechila that you need from the friend, is because you wronged him. That's the word I was talking about. He wronged his friend, so he has to get kapara from him. But that's not necessarily related to the din of kamei bin rabbi mina. Okay, so we have two approaches, two sheets, whether kamei bin rabbi mina applies to the kapara or not. Machlokas shita mekubetzes and tos and ksubis. Machlokas re and riva in tosis and baba kama. So the $64,000 question is, what is the machlokas? Well, what's it based on? Why should I say the kama b'davene should apply to chiyuv kapara or maybe not? But the answer might be that this is related to the very nature of the din of kama b'davene itself. We finally are coming full circle. Why is it? We have to ask a fundamental question. Why is it that kamlei b'dirabine, that if a person is chayev the yonei shachomor, he's parted from the yonei shachom. He's chayev misa, he's parted from mamon. He's chayev malkes, he's parted from the mamon. Why? So you tell me, but it's gzeras hakasev. Okay, let's try to understand what the gzeras hakasev is telling us. Maybe if we understand the deeper message behind the gzeras hakasev, we'll appreciate what the parameters of that gzeras hakasev are, whether it should apply to chayev kapara or not to chayev kapara. How would you interpret the din of kamei bin rabbi mina? Why are you pater from the chiyuv mamon? So we discussed this already. We had a machlokas, the haflo and the Beis Yaakov. We're discussing that the achronim seem to hint the different approaches as to why a person can't be chayev two onshim for the same ma'is aveir, or for two different ma'is aveir that occurred simultaneously. What's the reason? Anyone? First of all, what's the marker that's going to tell you the reason? Tell me both the makar and the reason. Go ahead, Noah. Kedei rishasa. Mishum rishachas adam achayav viyata machayav mishum shtei rishios. Yeah, what does that tell me?
Either that who's based in
Kapitai. Bezdin. Okay, let's take it slow. The din of Bezdin. But the Torah says Bezdin doesn't have the koach to give two onshim to a person for one ma'aseh aveir. Well, they don't have the koach to give two onshim that occurred simultaneously. I keep on skipping the two cases because kamei bin rabbi mina applies in both. And we're going to see both cases as we move on. The simple case is one ma'aseh aveir that produced two onshim. The other case is two different ma'aseh aveir, but they occurred simultaneously. Right? Someone does a chiyuv misa on Shabbos and he's korea shiro and shokavero at the same time. Right? Or he's chayev mamon, he's chayev misa for two different acts, but they occur simultaneously. So one way to look at it is Kedei Rishasa, the din in Bezdin, that Bezdin doesn't have koach to give two onshim for one ma'is aveir. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that Kamei bin rabbi mina teaches me that there's a din in the Gavra, that the two chiyuvim can't be chal. It's what we call in achronishe parlance, it's hafkah in ikachiv. Hafka in the Ikar Chiyuv. There's no Chiyuv here. It's not that there's a Chiyuv, but Bezdin's hands are tied. It's not that there are two Chiyuvim. There's the Chiyuv HaKomer and the Chiyuv HaKal, but Bezdin's hands are tied. They can't give you the Chiyuv HaKal. No, it's that the Chiyuv, the Onesh HaKal, the Mamon doesn't exist. In the case of Kamli Bidirabune, the Onesh HaKal, the Mamon, doesn't exist. And you can even explain this in one of two ways, right? This Tzad really breaks into two. You could say, Stam, it's Xeris HaKosa, that the Chiyav doesn't exist. The Chiyav Misa will exist. The Chiyav Malgus will exist. The Chiyav Mamon is cancelled. If they occurred simultaneously, it's cancelled. That's one way to look at this second Tzad. There's another way to look at the second Tzad. It's not a third Tzad. Two ways of looking at the second possibility. Let's try it. Right, again. What does it mean? Does it either mean Ein Koach Lebezdin Lahanish Beis Onshin Al Maisa Avera Echad? Let's just give that case. It's a simple case. Or second possibility is that it's a hafka the Iker Hachiv. I'll translate. The Onesh HaKal, the Mamon, doesn't exist. It's not that it exists, but Beth's hands are tied behind his back. It does exist. What does that mean? I should have done this better. Okay. So one, instead of creating another carrot, another whatever. One is either Xeris HaKosov. Xeris HaKosov, Hachiv Batel. Hachiv just falls away. It just disintegrates. Just gone. What's the second approach? It's not gone. It's not gone. What's the second approach? Someone new? Chomer is kolel. Yesh bechlal masayim modeh. Ki'ilu in kibel onesh ha'chomer ki'ilu shilein ganes ha'chal. Yesh bechlal masayim mona. Mona means 100. Within 200 is 100. So if you get the onesh hachomer, we treat it as though you paid the money. It's very similar to the first pshat because they're both the same in one respect. That there is no chiyav mamon anymore. But why is there no chiyav mamon? It's just because it's bottled, it's because it's gone, wiped out, clean slate, vis-a-vis mamon. Well, no, it's not a clean slate. It's that you clean the slate. By getting the onesh hachomer, you paid the onesh hakal. It's like you paid the mamon. But both of these approaches are very different than the first approach. In the first approach, you have the chiyav mamon. The peasant's hands are tied behind his back, and they can't give you the chiyav mamon. They want to. They're going to give you the misa, but they can't give you the mamon, because Kedei Rishah also tells me, Mishim Rishah has a temachai, or Viyat temachai, Mishim Shei Rishah, they can't give you both. Yeah, here.
How could one punishment subsume another punishment? I mean, they're two totally separate
things. Right. But it's so chomer because misa is so chomer. Right, you're right. It's not exactly yesh b'chol masayim mona because they are both have money. Okay, I'm just giving a dimyon. That's what some of the achronim say.
But even for money,
you're right. It's so different.
200 plus 100 is 300. You don't pay 200. You pay 300.
Right, but that's exactly why if you're chayav 200 and chayav 100, no one would say, oh, I only pay 200, I'm chayav. That's ridiculous, right? Exactly, but if someone looks at 200, would you see 100 in that? Sure, there's 100 and 100. So that it's just a way of saying that the smaller amount is included in the larger amount. It's just a dimyon, it's just a comparison. It's not literally exactly the same thing. In this case, the mamon is so instant, it's almost like botel to the chayav misa. Once you're chayav misa, we say it's as if you paid the money. It's not that the chiyav mamon doesn't exist. It's not like there's exeris because of the chiyav mamon doesn't exist at all. But once you pay the misa, it's as if you paid the mamon. These are the different approaches that we have in Kamlei B'Dirabunei. It's a little strange. The pasuk says Kedei Rishasa, Mishum Rishah Chazat Amachai V'Yat Amachai V'Shum Shnei Rishas. It sounds like the first approach is the right approach, right? Wrong. Because Kedera Shasu is not the only makar that we have for Kami Bidami. What's the other makar? Lo ye ason anosh ye onesh. That doesn't say anything about Benzin. So just one second. We have one makar for Kami Bidami which doesn't say anything about Benzin. The other one says something about Benzin. What, that they're arguing with each other? But they're not really arguing with each other. Because the Gemara and Daflam and Zayin and Dalek says what? That we need both psukim. They're not arguing with each other. They're adding to each other. We need both psukim. One shot of the Gemara is that V'lo Yelson teaches me Misa Umama and Kedera Shasu teaches me Malkus Umama. The other shot is that V'lo Yelson teaches me Misa Umama and Kedera Shasu teaches me Misa Umalkus. I need both psukim. So, which one is it? Is it a din in Bezdin? Is it a din in the Gavra that his Chiyuv doesn't exist? So you could say, well, maybe there's Sfei Dinim. Could be a real brisket here, right? Maybe there's a rule of Misu Umama, and there's a rule of Malkus Umama. Some actually do say that. There's some Achronim that go in that route. We're not going to go into it. The answer could be that once I have both Psukim, each one might reveal something about the other. Meaning, the Pasuk V'lo Yason teaches me Misa Umama. But once I need the Pasuk Kedera Shaso to add on Malkus Umamon, maybe Kedera Shaso teaches me that all Kamle B'Dirabi Minei is like Kedera Shaso. It's Mishem Risha Achaz HaTamachayav V'yatamachayav Mishem Shtei Rishios. It's a Din in Bezdin. Conversely, you could say that although we have two Pesukim, it is true Kedera Shaso teaches me Malkus Umamon, but because I have a Pasuk V'lo Yaso to teach me Miso Umamon, that tells me that after your marbe Malkus Umamon from Kedera Shaso, plug it back into V'lo Ye'ason. It's not in Bezdin. V'lo Ye'ason. Right? Im Ason Yeh, there's no Onesh Mamon. There's a Gezer HaSarkasu. Not just a Din in Bezdin. You see, it could be that this whole Chakira is not Stam, a question. But rather, it might relate to the very Makar for Kamei B'Dirabi. Because we have two Makars. One focuses on Bezdin, the other one doesn't focus on Bezdin. So the question is, which one is more significant? Maybe they're both, maybe they're at Sfei Dinim, or maybe one reveals something about the other. What does the Sheet of Mekubetzes on Daf Lamed Zayin say about the relationship between the two different Makaros? Did you get a chance to see that? The Sheet suggests that Kedera Shaso is Megala on V'lo Ye'ason. That it's all a Dinim Bezdin. Vadai the Iloha Vaksiv Krod Loya Asan Lohav Mafkinim Krod Kedera Shaso Ela Malkus Umamon Dafka. From Kedera Shaso I know Malkus Umamon. Because that's what the Pasuk is talking about. And I wouldn't have learned Miso Umamon from Kedera Shaso. Mishim Glo Chomir Isure the Tafasta Mua Tafasta. I take the minimum. I'd say Malkus Umamon. Right? Malkus Umamon Lo Chomir Isure. I don't know that by Miso Umamon. By Misa Umamon, there's no chiyuv for both. That's what the Gemara said, right? Because by Misa Umamon, the Isra is so chomer, I think, what? There's no chomer b'diramine. We hit you for two, because you did such a chomer avera. If I only had Kedera Shasu to teach me Malkus Umamon, I'd say, okay, the avera you did wasn't so chomer, so we'll give you only one. But how do I know that Misa Umamon, I also should only give you one? I would think, since chomer Isra, I should give you... give you two, right? We should give you double for what we did. Kamash malon v'lo ye'ason. Mi yuzok the shittim kabat says lebosa dechsev v'lo ye'ason. Goli lon the kedei rishaso b'chol midi mairi. Now that it says v'lo ye'ason, that teaches me. What does v'lo ye'ason teach me? Anug zeras akasim? No, it teaches me that kedei rishaso applies even to Miso Mamon. The Sheet is clearly learning that V'lo Yason is not a separate Xeras HaKosev. It's teaching me that Kedera Shaso applies even to Miso Umamon. It's a Din in Bezdin across the board. Some might suggest the opposite. That since V'lo Yason is not talking about Bezdin, maybe even Malkus Umamon is not a Din in Bezdin. Right? Because it's Megala, that Kedera Shaso. Right? Once you have Kedera Shaso, then we work back. V'lo Yason is the real Makar, and it teaches me that the whole Chiyuv doesn't exist. Like Tzad Beis, right? Tzad Beis. The whole Chiyuv doesn't exist. Because you paid the Mammon, or because it's Batel. So these two psukim, one could be revealing something about the other. It's not, might not be that there are two different parshios of Kamla B'Davanei here, but maybe Kedei Rishas is Megala, that all of Kamla B'Davanei is focused on Bezdin, that Bezdin doesn't have the power to give to Ocean. Maybe Velo Yasson is teaching me that all of Kamla B'Davanei is a Hafkor and Iker Chiyav. There is no Chiyav. Even by Malakas and Mama. Even by Malakas and Mama. So what's the answer? Who takes the side in this question? It's Machlokes Rishon. Okay, these are the possibilities, but what's the answer? What is Kamei B'Davanei? Is it a Din in Bezdin? Or is it that the Chiyav doesn't exist at all? So comes Rashi and Makkos and says Beferish that all of Kamei B'Davanei is a Din in Bezdin. It's a halacha that said to Bezdin that Bezdin doesn't have the power to give a person to Amish. This is Rashi on Rabbi Gimel on the base in Makkos. Perisha Mesura LeBezdin Akasa V'Daber Kedei Rishasa Bezdin Huzaru Shehen Lo Yichayvu Shtei Rishios Kegon Mamon Umalkos Omisa Umalkos Omisa Umamon. Did you hear? All three cases Rashi has. Kedei Rishasa applies to all three. All three? I thought V'Lo Yasa teaches me Misa Umamon. The answer is Rashi holds once I have Kedei Rishasa it teaches me that all of Kamei B'Davanei is a din in Bezdin. Bezdin can't give to Onshin. All of Kamei B'Davanei, not just Malchus Umama, it's Megala on all of Kamei B'Davanei. By contrast, the Ramban in Makkos clearly learns like the second approach, or actually I should say 2b. 2b. That's what the Ramban chooses. That's what the Ramban chooses. Why? What kasha is the Ramban dealing with? Right at the beginning of Makkos. You get the kasha, somebody asked the following question about Edom Zomim. We all know what Edom Zomim are, right? Edom come to Bezdin and say something, then another two Edom, another cock comes and says, not that we disagree with what you say, but Imanu Hayisim, but also Zman, the Makom Ploni. They say, you can't say this testimony because you just weren't there. You say something happened at a particular time and place, it just couldn't be because you were with us. So ask the Ramban, Ika the Kashale, Hare Edim Shamru Ishto Shaponi Zimsa, Shimav Sidin Subasamimana Vehine Regis. Let's say a couple is happily married, and Edim come and say that the woman was Mizan. What happens? So she's killed, and she loses her Ksuba. Two things. And then they turn out to be zombies. Nimtzu Zomim, Nerogim Ve'im Mishalim Mamon. The din is Kamei B'Davanei. They wanted to be Mechayev her Misa and Mamon, but we only are Mechayev them one because Kamei B'Davanei. Ask Ramban, Hem Kaim in Bohem Kasher Zomim Be'Miktas. It says, Vasisim L'Kasher Zomim La'asos La'ochir. You gotta do to the Edom what they wanted to do to the Nidon. They wanted to kill her and to take money away from her. So how could we only kill her? That's not a full Kasher Zomim. It's only Kasher Zomim Be'Miktas. Sharp question. What's the answer? So there's a whole discussion in the Ramban. But the last answer of the Ramban, he gives a couple of answers before that. The last answer of the Ramban is world famous. Ramban says, Va'od, the Hosam came in the Rahmana Omar Kimle Bidravine, Kiman the Mekayim Bakula Mil Sadami. Because there's a din of Kamle Bidravine, and that's why you're not going to give him the Mamam. It's not that you're not giving him lama. You are giving him the lama. Command the mekayim bakula milsa domi, says the Ramban. Rachmano hu depatre hafa ke depatre nami gabe kula mazikin. It's not that you're not giving him the lama. He's paying the lama with the onesh hachama. The Edom, because you're killing the Edom, it's like they're paying the lama to the woman. You thought this is only kasher zomim b'miktas. It's not. It's kasher zomim bakula. Because kamei b'davanei doesn't mean that you're potter. From them. It doesn't mean that Bezdin can't give you the onesh. It doesn't even mean that the chiyuv doesn't exist. The chiyuv does exist, but you've paid it. You've paid it, and that's why the chiyuv is bottled. Because you've paid it, that's not called hazama of mikdash, that's really hazama of the kula. It's clear that Rashi and the Ramban are disagreeing about the nature of kamei b'davanei. Rashi says it's a din in Bezdin, and the Ramban says that it's a din in the Gavra. that the chiyuv doesn't exist. Why doesn't the chiyuv exist? So the Ramban even adds a little bit. It doesn't exist because as if you paid the onesh akal by paying the onesh achor. This Rashi is lishitoso in a different place as well. Rashi in Bava Metzia. This is a world famous Rashi. What does the Gemara Bava Metzia say? It's a very, very mudly Gemara, but it made it big time. Gemara talks about the case of losachsom shor b'disha. We know there's a halacha that you're not allowed to muzzle a shor and make it work. You have to let it eat when it's doing the disha. You're not allowed to muzzle the shor. Losachsom shor b'disha. That's the paradigmatic lav. Right? All lav. You want to know what lav is chayav malchus? We have to compare it to losachsom shor b'disha. It can't be mitaglase. It has to be yesh b'maisa. Losachsom shor b'disha. The Gemara in Bava Metzia quotes a braisa. What happens if someone is chosim as apara v'doshba? He did the laugh. It's chayiv malchus. It's chosim as apara v'doshba. But it's someone else's part. So he really should have allowed the part. It's chayiv malchus, but he took some money away from the guy, right? He caused some kind of a hefset to the other guy because this is his part. Now the other guy is going to have to feed his part. So it says the Gemara. Lokal Mashalim Dalek Kavan Lapara Begimel Kavan Lachamba. Lokal Mashalim. Well, Sachsom Shabbadisha, he violated the laws, he gets Malkus for that. And he has to pay, says the Gemara. He has to pay the other individual, because he was Malkus him too. So the Gemara is Lokal Mashalim, I don't understand, but come live with your Abimine. Malkus and Mammon, how can we say Lokal Mashalim? It's Mammon's ridiculous. It's a Pella. So Rava has the following answer. Rava Omar, Estan Asra Torah Afilu Boalimo. What in heaven's name does that mean? What does Esnan, Zona have to do with Chosim HaSapara? It has a lot to do with Chosim HaSapara. Esnan HaSatora Afila Balim. So we know there's a halacha called Esnan Zona. And someone who gives a present to the Zona for the Mises Nus, right, that Esnan Zona is not allowed to be brought as a korban on the Mizbech. Right? Let's say he gives her an animal. Gives her a set. Right, he gives her a sheep for the maisa's nus, to pay her for the maisa's nus. So anyone who gets that set is not allowed to bring it as a carbon. Esnan zona, losovi esnan zona, mechir kala beis Hashem alokecha. Can't bring it as a carbon. So comes Rome and says, let's throw a monkey wrench in. Let's say he was baal imo. His nus was between a person and his mother. Chalila. That's the case. So what should be the din? The son is going to pay the mother for the ma'aseh's nus. He's going to give her a sheep for the ma'aseh's nus. Do you think, the investment zona should apply over there? It can't be brought as a carbon. Yeah, but why should there be a din of investment zona b'chol? He's not chayiv to pay the mother. Come maybe there are now. He's chayiv misa for being ba'al his mother. It's baratzom, but it doesn't matter. Baratzom, ba'onis, whatever. He's chayiv misa for it. So he's chayiv misa. He can't be chayiv mamam. So why should the din of investment zona b'chol b'chol? In that case. Esnan asr Torah afilu bo'al imo. Why? Why is Esnan asr? There's no din of Esnan. If a son gives a matana to his mother, he gives a present to his mother. Stan. His mother made supper for him. His mother washes the dishes. His mother is a great mother. And he gives her a present. So that's called an Esnan zona. It's a matana. So here the person is not mechuyev to pay the Esnan zona. Right? He was Baal Imam. He's not mechuyev to pay because Kamei B'Ramne, he's chayiv Misa. So why should I have a din Esnan? It's like giving a matana to the mother. Why should I have a din Esnan at all? It should be mutter to bring that sheep on the Mizbeach. So comes Rashi and says the following is Yisod. And this is Rava's connection to Chosim HaSapara Doshma. Comes Rashi and says, Afal gav di itavo le bedina kamon, ten li esnani lo machayvin alei. Even if the mother, Chalila, the mother comes to Bezna and says, I want this Esna. Right? It was a Meister Zeus, we had Znus together, and you told me you were going to give me the sheep, I want the Esna. He's not Mechayev to pay, says Rashi. He's not Mechayev to pay. Come with your Abinah. Itovale Kamon Ladina, if she brought him to Bezna and she said, give me the Esna, we wouldn't be Mechayev to pay. So come with your Abinah. It says Rashi, Ki Yave Ni Allah Esna Hu. It does have a din Esna if he gives it. If she's Tovah and Bezdin, Bedine Adam, we won't be Mechayev him to pay. It says Rashi, if he does pay her, it does have a din Esnan. Why? But if he's not Mechayev to pay, it's just a Matana. Says Rashi, no, because he is Mechayev to pay. not the dine Adam, but the dine Shammai. Alma afilu b'makom misa nami rabo tashlum en alei. Even b'makom misa, there is a chiyuv tashlum, says Rashi. Even with this kama b'diravne, there's no hafkoa in the chiyuv. Mamon, says Rashi. Ela she'ein koach la'onsho b'shtayin. There's no koach on Bezdin. The Bezdin can't give him both onshim, but the ownership exists. It's dormant, but it's there. It's there. They just can't give it to him. Avu yedei shamayim lo yotzad shiyashan. He's chayev b'din yishamayim. Why must he be chayev b'din yishamayim, says Rashi? The lo ramo tashlum en alei ki yaveh ni Allah mihava esna matana ba'alma hu diyoev la. If there's no chiyuv b'din yadav b'din yishamayim, so there's no din esna here. He's just giving her a matana, so why is it us that they're bringing it as a carbon? It must be, there is a din esna. But how could there be a din esna? But Kamla b'diravne tells me he's not chayev. He says, no, he really is chayev. He's chayev, but we won't force him to do it. He's chayev, but not b'dinei adam. We won't force him to do it. Forcing means b'dinei adam. He's not chayev b'dinei adam. We won't force him to do it. But b'dinei shamayim, there is a chiyuv there. So b'dinei shamayim, there is a chiyuv. Then if he does pay, it does have a din esna. And that's why you can't bring it as a chayev. Says Rashi, that's what Rava was telling us. By Chosen Pipara also. Chosen Pipara Vidashva. He's Chayav Malkus. Is he Chayav Mammon? Come Levi Dravene. Should be Pater from the Mammon. Says Rashi, he's Pater Bedine Adam. Itavale Kamon Ladina, he's Pater. He can't be Motzi that in Bezdin. But Bedine Shamayim, is he Chayav? Avada is Chayav. Because Come Levi Dravene, I point to Rashi, is number one. It's a din in Bezdin. Exclusively in Bezdin. That Bezdin can't be Machayav to Onshin. But does the chiyuv exist? Of course it exists, says Rashi. Yechayim b'din yishamayim. And because yechayim b'din yishamayim, if you do pay it, right, it has a din. It has a din esna. Because yechayim b'din yishamayim, you're really mechuyiv to pay. Right? You're mechuyiv to pay by the case of chosin kipara v'dashba. Yechayim to pay. Dalet kavim l'parav. Yevo kavim Lachamor, you have to pay b'din shamayim. Bezdin's not going to. Bezdin will say, "I'm not going to get involved." But if you want to do what's right, it's right to pay b'din shamayim. That's the pshat of Rashi. According to the Ramban and Makkos, you can't learn like this. The Ramban and Makkos says the chi of mama doesn't exist. It doesn't exist by esna. It doesn't exist by chosin pipara. So what's pshat in the Gemara? What does esna satara filo ba'alima mean according to the Ramban? The answer is tremendous chiddush. The answer according to Ramban must be that even if you're not chayav at all, not b'dinei adam and not b'dinei shamayim, if the son pays the mother, the Torah's esna, he pays her, he says, this is for the ma'aseh nus, even if there's no chayav at all, the Ramban must learn that he does have b'dinei esna. Because you paid it b'Torah's esna, even though there's no chiyuv b'din adam and no chiyuv b'din shamayim, it still has a din esna. Rashi holds there has to be some kind of a chiyuv. If there's no chiyuv, at least b'din shamayim, there can't be din esna. Ramban would say no. Why does it have a din esna if you potter? Because you paid it the Torah's esna. You paid it as a payment for the znus, so that automatically gives it a din esna. Even if you don't have any chiyuv at all. And that's how the Raivin learns the sugya of Masi. He doesn't quote the Ramban, but that's the Shita Mekovetzes. Quotes the Raivin. Why is Estana Sotavi Lebaalimo? Says the Raivin, Yesh Mefarshim Esnan, I ask it, Imela Kamon, Miamrinan Le Zil Havla, Vafilo, we won't tell it to give it, won't tell him to give it, Vafilo Hochi, Yoev Lo Havi Aleter Esnan. Hochanami Diktoni, Mishalim Abak Havan Lepar, Lav the Mechavin Le Bevedina. Ela iyohiv lei betashlumin ika alei taras tashlumin lakadosh bohenes isha ulachaldo. The Raivin doesn't say yechayev b'din shamayim. Doesn't mention anything about b'din shamayim. He says if she demands it, we're not going to give it to her. It sounds like from the Raivin there's no chiyuv b'chlal, not b'din adam, not b'din shamayim at all. But even though there's no chiyuv, it doesn't matter. The fact that you're giving it b'taras esnan, it has a din esnan. And by the same token, in the case of Chosen and Sapar Vidal, you're talking not chayav at all. All the Gemara is saying, Mada, Right? Chayav mishalim. You're not chayav mishalim. Mishalim dalek kavan laparah. What does that mean, mishalim? I mean, if you pay, it's not a tos. We don't look at it as a tos. If you pay, we treat it as though you paid for the disha, for the ability of the para. It's not a tos, and he can keep the money. He doesn't have to give it back. That's all the Gemara is saying. That's tremendous chiddush, according to the Ravid. Because the Ravid holds that esnana sotah afilu ba'alimo doesn't mean that there's a chiyuv here. There could be no chiyuv at all, based on kalvei b'derav b'nei. But if you give something as a tashlum, as a payment for the znus, a payment for what you deny the animal, it's nitfas. It's chal as a payment, as a tashlumin. And if it's chal as a tashlumin, so then there's going to be a din esna. Right? A din esna is going to be chal in that case. What emerges from the sugya? We have Rashi in multiple places, both in Bavli and in Magas, who learns that coming to the Rav is a din esna. The chiyuv really exists. There's a chiyuv b'din ha-shamayim. The bezin just won't be mechayev ilo. They won't give you the onesh hakal. You get the onesh hakal, you don't get the onesh hakal. The Ramban, the Ravid, and other Rishonim seem to be saying that no. The din of kamei b'derav b'nei tells me that there is no chiyuv. Either there's exeris because there's no chiyuv b'chlal, or by paying the onesh hakal, it's as if you're paying the onesh hakal. Seems to me that this probably is what the Rishonim are debating as to whether Kamei B'derav B'nei applies to Chiyuv Kapara or not. What's a Chiyuv Kapara? It's a Chiyuv LaShamayim. The address of your payment is the Bos of Adah. Right? You're paying the Shevet Kohuna, you're paying Kohen. But it's really a Chiyuv LaShamayim. Kapara means a Chiyuv LaShamayim. If Kapara is a Chiyuv LaShamayim, then the question as to whether Yechayev Kepeh, Yechayev Kapara, the Mokom Kamei B'derav B'nei, revolves around these two approaches. If you learn that Kamei B'derav B'nei means that the Chiyev doesn't exist, number two, Chiyev doesn't exist. You have an Onesh HaChomer, it's as if you pay the Onesh HaChomer, what's Tam, it's exists because of the Chiyev doesn't exist at all. So why should there be any difference between the Chiyev Mamon and the Chiyev Kapara? The onesh hakal just doesn't exist. If you have a chiyuv achomer, then the chiyuv hakal doesn't exist. It doesn't matter what it is. Chiyuv mamon, chiyuv kapara, anything. If it's kal, it's wiped out. It's paid, or it just doesn't exist bichlal. If you learn like Rashi, Rashi Bav Metzir, Rashi Makas, if you learn like Kamei B'derav B'nei, it's a din bezdin, like the Beis Yaakov of old. Right, that it's a din in bezdin, that bezdin doesn't have a koach to give two onshin. So then, just like Rashi says by Estana Sotah Afilu Ba'alimo, that you might not have a chiyuv bidei adam, there is a chiyuv bidei shamayim. And even where we say kamei b'derav b'nei, you're mechuyev to pay bidei shamayim. It's just a din that bezdin is not going to be motzi it from you, but you have a chiyuv to pay bidei shamayim. And the same would hold true for Chiyuv Kapara. Because Chiyuv Kapara, Chiyuv LaShamayim. So even though Chiyuv Mamon might not exist, what that means is Bezdin won't force you to pay. But there is some kind of dormant Chiyuv, there's a residual Chiyuv, there's a Chiyuv LaShamayim. So if there's a Chiyuv LaShamayim by Chiyuv Mamon, then by Chiyuv Kapara, there also should be a Chiyuv to pay. Kamei B'derav B'nei is not going to patter you from a Chiyuv Kapara, because a Chiyuv Kapara fundamentally is like a Chiyuv LaShamayim. A Chiyuv Kapara is not something Bezdin forces you to do, it's something that you do yourself to get the Kapara. So even in a situation where Kamei B'derav B'nei, where Bezdin won't give you two onshin, that doesn't exonerate you from a Chiyuv Kapara, because a Chiyuv Kapara is like a Chiyuv LaShamayim. That's a chiyuv between you and Shamayim. Bezdin is not manish you the chiyuv kapar. Bezdin is not forcing you to pay the chiyuv kapar. You have to do that yourself if you want to get the chiyuv kapar. In fact, there are some who claim that Bezdin mamish won't force you. We're not mamashke. We can't force someone to pay a chiyuv kapar. It has to come of his own volition. Because if not, it's not a kapar. So if the chiyuv kapar is viewed as a chiyuv l'shamayim, and Bezdin is not going to force you to do that, so then we can understand that if Kamei B'derav B'nei is a din in Bezdin, that Bezdin can't give you two onshin, that's not going to apply to chiyuv kapar. Because it can only apply to two onshin that are going to be placed on you. If it's a chiyuv kafar is a chiyuv hashamayim that will exist even when we say that kalim b'diavanei will kafar you for the onesh shecha. Okay, we stop here. Just want to add a brief divrei chizuk before you enter.